Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about God's promises, kind of a follow-up to our not-so-secret plot that we talked about on Sunday, where the religious leaders were secretly plotting against Jesus, but in effect was accomplishing his not-so-secret plot. And within that were his promises, his love, his observations, his truth, which he widely made known. And throughout Scripture, we find a variety of his great and precious promises. Promises from God that all can claim, but most, well, ignore. And today we're going to focus in on promised salvation. Jesus made it clear that his purpose of coming to earth was to seek and to save those who were lost, to provide a way of salvation for those that could never save themselves. That's all of us. In Psalm 119, verse 41, the psalmist writes and says, "May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise." The psalmist understood that the promised salvation that God would bring to him was not because he was so good, was not because he had done everything right, was not because he had earned it, but it was because of God's unfailing love. It's easy to fall into a model of legalism to one degree or another where we have to do certain things in order to be right with God. Now, there is the flip side of that, that there are certain things we ought to do because God makes us right with Him. And our failure to do so may raise questions, it ought to raise questions in our own mind, if we've truly surrendered to God's love, to His Lordship. In fact, the Bible says that we are known by the fruit that we bear. Whether it's good and righteous fruit or whether it's evil and wicked fruit. But that doesn't earn us salvation. Salvation is a gift of God. And when we recognize God's unfailing love, we understand more fully how much we need that gift. Without God's unfailing love, even a gift of salvation would soon, well, our welcome would wear thin. We experience that with people, right? We forgive, and we discover in the Bible that this isn't something new to our generation. The disciples had trouble with how often should I forgive someone that does me wrong? And some thought they would be rather generous and maybe seven times. You know, that number of wholeness, of perfection, or Jesus said, well, no, how about 70 times 7? Now, again, it wasn't that Jesus was wanting them to create a checklist or a flip chart or any kind of model of keeping track. He was trying to make the number large enough that they would realize the need to keep forgiving, because that's how he operates. It's his unfailing love that embraces us and draws us to himself and saves us from sin, saves us from ourself, saves us from the selfishness of the sin that so easily entangles us. And the Bible's clear that the work of God in our life is definitely His work. The things we do are a response to His love, to His freedom, to His lordship. And as we live life, how good it is to know a God who loves us. I suspect there are times in everyone's life where they feel unloved. People don't always treat us the way that we think they should. And if we're honest with ourselves, we don't always treat people the way that they think we should. And we have a tendency in our human flesh to ebb and flow in and out of love based on how we feel. And God describes love much differently than that. His love is a matter of His nature. And we learn from His word that it's His compassion. It's His unfailing love. It's His immense mercy that keeps us from being consumed, that brings salvation in the midst of what ought to be destruction. You see, we throw that word around, some at least, I don't know if a lot anymore, but it kind of begs the question, what are we being saved from? And I think for many people, there are times in our life when we forget what we're being saved from, and so because of that, we don't really value our salvation all that much. Somehow we think it's has to do with this temporary life, and we decide, I'm actually a pretty good person. I'm not really being saved from all that much evil because I'm pretty good at avoiding that. And we need reminded that this promised salvation that comes from God's unfailing love is saving us from separation from God, saving us from eternity in hell, saving us from sin. And not just the act of sin, the consequences of sin, the eternal consequences. Oh, there may be some temporary consequences in this life. That's the nature of sin. We can't erase the damage that it causes, but we can diminish it through a process of restoration. But the eternal consequence, that's the promised salvation. That's God's unfailing love. When He says, you're forgiven, welcome home. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your unfailing love offers to us a promised salvation that only You can give. In fact, there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Without Jesus, there is no salvation. We die in our sins. We are eternally separated from You. Oh, but thanks be to you through Jesus, who made a way. A fulfillment of a promise that the enemy would be crushed. His bondage and mastery over us would lose its power. We could be set free. We would be bought out of slavery to sin and set free to obedience to you. And so, God, today, may we not only know your unfailing love, but may we grow in the way that we express that unfailing love to others. May we be aware that the salvation which comes is not by our works, but that our works are a response to being saved. We choose to do what is good and right. Your Spirit produces good fruit within us that is evident and that grows. And Father, your unfailing love continues to show mercy and forgiveness. Even as we learn obedience, even as we experience correction, and discipline from your word, from your Spirit, from your people. And so, God, today may we live as those who are saved, according to your promise, a salvation which comes through Jesus. And may we lift him up in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.